How about Badlands? Does that name sound familiar?
The Badlands? Oh, yeah, I've heard of the Badlands.
What are they, or where are they? Do you know?
Oh, they're where the bank robbers hit out.
Okay. All right.
And there used to be some down southwest, down around Pritchett and them. In fact, there was one house down there that half of it was in Bent County and half of it was in the Trinidad County, you know. And in the old days, why, the bad men, the sheriff would be after them from Trinidad, and they could get in this house and be on the other, in the other part of the house, and they couldn't get them.
Isn't that something?
And there was a lot of places down there where there was one that's called a robber's roost that they hung out in. So I would say that was a bad lands down there.
Do you know, in a word, in a place like Jackson Hole, Wyoming, what is the hole there that they're talking about? I mean, it's not just a hole in the ground, is it?
I don't know. I thought it was just the name.
Okay. I was wondering if that would be like a place where water gathered and animals would come to.
I always thought that was just a place, and I didn't know why they was named that.
What's a draw?
A draw? Well, that is out on the prairie where there's a low dip that the water will run down, and there'll be a little stream during the rain or something. And there'll be little holes there that will leave water, and that is where the stock will drink.
Okay. Is that the same thing as a gully?
Not really. They go, a draw goes a long area of miles, and a gully is more stationary.
Would you ever use the word arroyo?
Arroyo?
Is that a word that's familiar to you?
Yeah, but I've never used it very much.
Okay.
I really don't know what it is, but okay. I've heard it.
Okay. Are there any areas along the Arkansas River where the water moves very rapidly?
No, not really. It's fairly a smooth. Mm. Now, it is up all farther in the mountains, yes. Mm. They have some bad, fast, rapid water up there, but not here.
Okay. Do you know what they would call, or what would you call that fast, rapid water? What would it be called?
Well, the rapids, I suppose.
Okay. That's what I was wondering, if it was rapids or cascades.
Rapids.
I want to ask you some things about society, and some of them we've already talked about, actually. A woman who is whose husband has died, and she would be called a what?
A widow.
Okay. And a child who is born but whose parents are not married when they are born would be called what?
A bastard.
Okay. Do they ever use illegitimate child or any other?
I think they use that word more now than they did the old word.
The old word is, that's an older word.
Yeah, it's an older word.
Okay. Earlier we were talking about when the two of you got married.
Uh-huh.
And they had an event for you down at the
Elks.
Yeah. What is that called?
Well, that really was just a reception and dance, but the old thing was a shivaree. Okay.
Could you tell me a little bit about a shivaree?
Oh, yes, we had many, many shiverees. They put you in a wheelbar and push you up and down the street, or everybody would come and hit tin cans and holler and go on, and you'd have to go out and give them something to drink or feed or something.
Oh.
In the old days on the farm, out there in the farm in the country, there's many shiveries. Everybody got married would always have a big shiveree.
Is it a sign of social approval?
Yes.
And is it done right after the wedding, or is it done maybe a week or so after?
It's right after the wedding if they don't have a honeymoon, if they don't go anywhere. But if they go somewhere, then it's right after they come back.
Okay.